Words on Water.
Welcome to Words on Water, a podcast from the Water Environment Federation. This is the host, Travis Loop. Excited to share a story with you today about two of water professionals who have gone down to the Bahamas to help those folks that were just absolutely devastated by hurricane there. I have two guys with me from Northwestern Water and Sewer District. It's in Wood County, Ohio. I have Tom McGrain. He's water quality operator. And I have Todd Soms. He's the engineering aide. Tom and Todd, how are you guys doing?
Doing pretty well.
Awesome.
Doing great.
Tell me, just start from the top. How did you turn out to get involved with the response down in the Bahamas?
Well, it was pretty random. I was just reading through one of the WEF Tech magazines. I think it was the WEF Highlight article. And there was a group before us that went down to the Dominican and kind of did the same thing. And I actually knew the guys. Tom and I participate in Ops Challenge with these two guys. So we reached out and said, hey, you know, how do we get involved? Put our names on a list, got an email, said, do you want to go to the Bahamas? And there we were.
Wow. So when was this? When did it happen?
I think we got on basically the call out list last year, probably right around this time. And Valerie Jenkinson, she's the chair of Operators Without Borders, and she sent an email out. Oh, Tom, help me out here. When was that? Probably August. It would have been September, because obviously it didn't happen until September. So basically, as soon as the storm rolled through, early September, and she said, hey, is anybody ready to go when we need you? And we said, yeah.
All right. And so you guys, do you know anything about what you're headed into, what to expect, what your kind of mission is while you're there?
Not at all. We kind of did this all on the fly. It was a little uneasy. Not uneasy, but we had no idea what we were getting into. There was no international flights. You know, I'm emailing the stranger who lived in Vancouver and, hey, show up here and we're going to put you to work. And fortunately, we did know the two guys, like I said, that were there before us. So they were a big help. Made a couple phone calls there in Canada, the Kitchener area. So talk to them and they make it a little easier, but no, we had no idea what we were getting into, to be honest with you.
All right, so you land, you get oriented, and what do you see there? You know, just even aside from the water infrastructure issue, just what do you guys see as two people landing, you know, showing up in the Bahamas where they were hit so hard?
As soon as we got off the plane, we started going around with the utility, and they were taking us around, and we just saw a lot of devastation, trees down everywhere. Buildings destroyed, people's homes destroyed. It was pretty bad,
man. And so that was kind of an opening tour, taking a look at what's going on, huh?
Basically, correct.
Yeah. All right. So then, what happened? They put you guys to work. What did you have to do?
Well, the first day, like Tom said, we kind of basically give us orientation, kind of showed us around the different facilities, you know, what was going on. Day two, we started doing a lot of sampling on their well field. So they have a well field that feeds their water plant, and there was the 23-foot storm surge. So that salt water sat over this well field for a day, basically, and all that salt water, you know, infiltrated into their freshwater well. So we were sampling all the various wells. I think there were 42 wells we had to pick and basically check for conductivity and salinity. And we had to view these trends. Obviously, we want to see those numbers going down as time progressed. So that was day two. And the remainder of our trip, we met a group of hydrogeologists out of Florida that we worked with, running ground scans, checking for potential freshwater wells, new wells we could drill.
Okay. When you're doing the sampling, I'm guessing, you know, salinity and all the stuff was just kind of way off the charts, or it's basically like ocean water. It's not drinkable.
That's exactly right. So their distribution system was up and running, but, you know, just imagine turning your faucet on and having ocean water come out. It's not a good thing.
Yeah. So they were, with all the emergency relief, people are just drinking bottled water then, huh?
Yeah, for the most part, there are portable RO little plants set up throughout the island, especially in the rural areas where people really can't get into town and get bottled water. So there are some little facilities set up throughout the island.
Were other people dealing with challenges with sanitation, with wastewater service, or that was functioning?
That was all functioning. Yeah, we didn't really get involved with that. Okay. We thought we would be, but it was purely drinking water. Yeah.
Most of the residential has septic tanks.
Okay.
So good point.
A lot of issue.
Good point.
Gotcha. So it didn't matter too much there. Yeah, what were people doing for, you know, showers and cooking and cleaning then too?
You shower in salt water. Oh. You know, we'd work all day and, you know, get nice and dirty and come back and shower in salt water. It's not quite as bad as ocean water.
Okay.
But it's nowhere near as refreshing, obviously. But cooking, cleaning, I mean, you did it all with the salt water.
So how long were you guys there?
Were we there? About 8 days, Tom?
Eight days, okay. And so Engineers Without Borders, you know, I don't know a lot about it myself, or Operators Without Borders, which one? I'm sorry. Operators Without Borders, sorry. I don't know a lot about it myself. I've heard about it. So you guys have just kind of known some people that have been involved with it. That's what sparked the idea. Were they then going to be rotating other people through?
Yes. So like I said, the first team rolled through, then it was us, and there's two more coming in. I think the next group actually is arriving on the 13th. So they had enough funds to supply, I think, 12 different people. So they rotate them every 2 weeks, basically.
Okay. What do you think of this experience? What would you guys say the experience was like for you?
Personally, it was humbling. It made you very, very grateful. Once I got home, you just don't realize, you know, the things you take for granted, basic human needs. It was quite an experience.
Yeah.
It's a great experience. I'll definitely do it again.
Yep. Do it again. Okay. That's good to hear. So if there's other people out there in the water profession that are interested, you know, what's the best way they could kind of check out this Operators Without Borders group?
They have a website. operatorswithoutborders.org. You can apply, you know, put in your credentials and get on the team, basically. Kind of getting the word out. Funding is obviously the big issue. To send someone down there for 2 weeks, a flight, you know, and a place to stay is huge. So Valor does a great job at getting funds around, but they don't last forever. So the more people that knows about this, you know, the better off, you know, we can help.
Yeah, that sounds that's good. We'll let people know about that and link to it in this podcast. We encourage people to check it out. You mentioned being part of Ops Challenge, and that's kind of one of the ways you learned about it, or you know.
Yeah, like we said, we met some people through Ops Challenge, and that definitely gave us a little heads up, being able to talk to them before we went, and. It makes you a better, well-rounded operator. You learn more about different sizes of stuff that maybe you wouldn't have time to do before or learn before, so it definitely helps.
I think it's the networking, you know. You meet all these people at WEFTEC and the regional Ops Challenge events and even at the state level, and obviously that helped us going forward to learn about this. And, it's a really great thing to be involved with if you can.
All right, so WEFTEC coming up this year, you guys will spread the word, and as you're talking to people, let them know what you did in the Bahamas, and to get their name on the list for any further work, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff. Like you said a couple times, I can't imagine that just the pictures you see on social media and on the news, it just seemed like such devastation there. So. Just couldn't imagine kind of being down there and seeing what happened to the people in their homes and businesses and community, you know.
It is very eye-opening. I mean, just to see a forest that was totally wiped out, and not to mention once all that vegetation, you know, soaks up the salt water, and then now it's just all dying. And to see these people just with, you know, that are homeless or living with several other different people and their homes destroyed, it's awful.
What's the prognosis for kind of getting the drinking water side back all up and running?
Well, I was waiting for some data from the geologists, so that I can't share with you at the moment. Okay. But there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
I can't put a time frame on that, but quite a bit of work needs to be done. And believe it or not, The well fields will eventually straighten out. They'll eventually become fresh again. Mm. They just need rain and time. Mm. And nobody can quite give you that number just yet.
Unfortunately, this is the beginning of their dry season, so they have a while to get the rain.
Yeah.
Right.
Clean all water out.
Oh, man. Yeah. And this was really just on what? The main island, Grand Bahama Island?
Yeah, that was Grand Bahama. Abaco Island also had a lot of devastation, but our work was strictly at Grand Bahama.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that all those, they have so many islands there, right? I'm sure they were all hit, and they were all dealing with similar kind of situations, so... Yeah. Well, awesome. I think what you guys show is that people that work in water have a real like service mindset, right? And we have a real mission focused mindset and want to do good for people. So, yeah, kudos to you guys for doing it. And thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Words on Water.